Part 3. Complaints. Page 48. Exercise 1.
Good morning, this is Stella Communications. How can I help you?
Hello, my name's Hamid Nadimi from Ahmed Al Hamid and Company in Riyadh. I'd like to speak to Peter Carr, please.
Could you hold for one moment, Mr. Nadimi? Mr. Carr's on another line. Or shall I ask him to call you back?
I'll hold.
Okay. Ah, I think he's free now. You're through now, Mr. Nadimi.
Hello, Mr. Nadimi. How are things in Riyadh?
Not as good as I had hoped, Mr. Carr.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
You sent an engineer, a Mr. Baines, to repair the faulty valves on the pipe system you installed last year, and he came without the necessary equipment. He tells me it will take him a week to get what he needs. We told him what he needed, and yet he came here with nothing.
I guess he had to make an inspection to see what he had to get to do the repair.
Mr. Carr, you know that is not true. We told you what was needed, and now we have a further delay. It seems to me your engineer has wasted his time coming to Riyadh. And in the meantime, we cannot use the pipes.
Well, where is Mr. Baines now? Is he still with you?
I think he has gone now, to his hotel. He told me he would return with the parts he needs, but he didn't say when exactly.
Leave it with me, Mr. Nadimi. I'll call him and talk to him myself. I'm sure we'll sort something out in a day or two.
I hope so, Mr. Carr, because, you know, we are not very happy with the service you have provided for us. At the beginning it was fine, there were no problems, but now we have a little technical fault and we have wasted a lot of time.
I understand. Don't worry, we'll sort it out.
Yes, it's very important, Mr. Carr. We don't have much time.
Okay, I'll talk to Mr. Baines and call you later today or tomorrow morning.
Right, I hope you have good news for me. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, Mr. Nadimi.